In today's Right for Education is an article brought to you by Ryan Gruer of Right for Education. And we are talking lab-grown meat. What is it and why should we eat it? Beef consumption in Africa is predicted to actually increase by 200% by 2050. Similar increases are predicted around the world. The cattle industry aims to meet these demands with increases, obviously, in cattle production. However, due to environmental impact of raising cattle, some people are questioning if these goals should actually be met. The livestock supply chain is responsible for about 14.5% of all human carbon dioxide emissions per year. Of all livestock cows, cows have the worst impact on the environment as they emit methane when they burp and fart. Methane and carbon dioxide are gases that contribute to global warming. If the cattle industry meets its goals, it could massively contribute to climate change. And this is why people are turning to lab-grown meat in hope. So basically, how can we grow meat? The process of growing meat actually begins with obtaining stem cells. And stem cells are a type of cell that can become any other cell if exposed to correct chemicals, as in growth factors and environmental conditions. These cells can be taken from embryonic tissues. So embryonic tissues are cells taken from unborn cattle. The stem cells can also be made from other types of cells, such as skin cells taken from cattle non-invasively. Stem cells are then exposed to a special mixture called a growth medium. The growth medium contains the environmental signals and growth factors required for them to become muscle cells. The meat we eat is typically a combination of muscle and fat. So just this process alone will result in an undefined meat mash. So to make lab-grown meat look more like meat we eat currently, scientists grow cells on a scaffold of biological material. And the complexity of doing this varies with the type of food being produced. Meat products that are already highly processed, such as hamburgers, are much easier to mimic than steaks. And a fully animal-free meat production scheme is even more difficult, as many of the growth factors used in culturing come from a byproduct of the cattle industry. So it's more like a circle, a vicious circle. So if we want to grow 100% animal-free meat, we'll still have to grow cattle. But will lab-grown meat taste as good as real meat? The first public test of lab-grown meat took place in 2013 of a hamburger grown entirely in a lab. And the feedback was okay. The burger lacked the juiciness expected and was very dense. It also cost $375,000 to produce a single burger. Advances have been made in improving the taste and lowering the cost of lab-grown meat. However, scientists are far way off from producing the perfect steak. Mass production is another major hurdle that must be overcome before lab-grown steaks hit supermarket shelves. And I remember Leah, a couple of months ago, mentioned this one, talked about it. And scientists are quite hopeful that this will be in the very near future. It's a wrap in today's segment for Right for Education, and we're back on the very same segment this coming Thursday.